When I hit that record button for this particular podcast episode, I had no idea what was going to come through. I knew that it was time for this next episode. However, just like all the others, I never know what's going to actually come through because I do it on trust. And that's because I've come to learn to trust in the process of Awaken with Animals, because when I connect with their divinity, I'm reminded of my own. And as partners together with animal spirit, collective animal energy, and intention of calling forth the purest and highest love and the purest highest light, I trust that whatever comes through will be perfect, just the way it is. So in this particular episode, I am so excited to share with you some new vibrations that have introduced themselves as the rainbow frequencies. And as I personally receive their vibrations, I actually found myself in a space of deep vulnerability. And guess what? I went with it and I was able to receive profound healing. And you will actually hear it as it happened live on this episode. It is my heart's intention to share with you an opportunity for you to also receive the rainbow frequencies as well, should you choose. And if this speaks or resonates with you, come join me as we connect with Ocean Jasper, Angel Ariel, and Dove. This is quite the journey. Are you coming? Let's go. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. They delve into the heart of the mind, body, spirit, and soul. And along with friends, some old, some new, I'll be having impactful conversations with other like-minded people who share a variety of profound experiences that animals and other sentient beings have brought to their lives. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. I'll be calling upon the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and the beings of light to match and join our vibration. I will channel messages of love and hope, as well as help you with your own connection to the animals in your life, in nature, and more. We'll explore all of this with our heart's authenticity and our soul's growth in a space of divine wisdom and love always. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hello, beautiful divine friends. I am so honored. I feel so humbled. And I come to you with my soul and my heart's intention in connection with the purest and the highest love and the purest and the highest light as we come together at this very time that you are listening to this and each and every word. My name is Mary Beth Haynes, and I am the gal who speaks with animals, and I warmly welcome you to the Awaken with Animals podcast, an opportunity for you to activate a deeper and meaningful life. And this all comes together by us opening up the intention and to embrace the gifts that we have right at our fingertips. A lot of times we feel within ourselves that we need guidance, or we're looking for direction, or there's things that are going on in the world, in our life experiences, in experiences of those we know and love. And we come to the point where we feel like, okay, I need help. I need guidance. I need to move to the next step. And so we look externally to a source that can help us. And some of us do this through meditation. Some of us do it through prayer. Some of us do it through connecting with someone we trust. And there's so many different healings and modalities and so many options that we have right at our fingertips. And that's beautiful. And one of the things that we have at our fingertips that I would really like to bring forward today is the animals. Collective animal energy, animal spirit, animals from the realms of love and of light. Animals that are not part of planet Earth and come from different dimensions. Yes, I am talking about galactic nature. There's so much that we have available to us right at our fingertips. And the animals wish to bring forward during our time together today an opportunity for us to dig a little deeper, dive in a little further, open up that space a little more, and should you wish, allow their divine essence to come in, to support, to assist, to embrace with much, much love. And as I say this, I feel like this is part of my human brain coming forward, but I feel like it's also their messages intertwined with it. So when I talk, and as I'm talking to you right now, I'm bringing forward what's coming through. I have no prepared notes. There's nothing scripted here. There's only divine presence and the intention of bringing through what will be in the highest and the best for us all during this time together. And as I do this, sometimes I have my human part of me, that human mind, my human brain kind of come in and say some things. And at this particular time, it really feels like my human brain has kind of jumped in a bit, but still very much accompanied and guided by this beautiful animal energy and spirit that is with us right now. And what wants to come forward from my human brain and also from them as well is to remind us that we often will look outside of ourselves for answers to things, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a reminder, and this is something that I've been reminding myself, is that we also can look within to find those answers as well. Because sometimes we can become attached, maybe. I don't know if attached is the right word. We can become reliant. We become reliant on something else outside of us to help us get to the next step. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. I think the one piece, though, that we forget is our own inner power, our divine power, our birthright, what we have within us that can help us move forward in the way that we are looking for guidance in. And I think we often forget that internal piece because we always look externally. And it's just a reminder to self. Yeah, a reminder to me and a reminder to you that you have this inside of us, inside of you. Everything is there. All of the answers reside in a beautiful space. This space is our divinity. This space is I keep hearing an internal compass, and I'm being shown a map. And it's like this map is, it's kind of like, it reminds me, like what I see in my mind's eye, and I'm just trying to articulate it into words, is like, it's this map of what I used to see as a treasure chest map when I was a kid growing up. And whenever there was like this on a show or a TV, or you'd see it in a book, there'd be this really cool map drawn out, and it was all like, it had colors, and it was, you could see like where the treasure chest was, and you could see all the ways to get to it, and there was all of these things, and it was very animated, I guess the word is. And so that's what I'm being shown right now. And so we all have that map within us, within our divinity, right? We all have that map within us, and that map shows us the way. And in this case, we're being shown the treasure chest. And the treasure chest is symbolic of whatever it is that we want it to be. It can be the destination of our life purpose. It could be the answer that we're seeking for a specific journey that we're on. It could be as simple as wondering, what's my next step? You know, once you get to that treasure chest, you can reach inside and you can find the answer, right? And so it's reminding us of this map that we have within our trueness, our divinity. And so as we reach outwards for assistance and guidance, we can also remember to reach inward as well. Because they're showing me that when we reach inward, we get that balance of not having to rely on external, that we can begin to rely on the internal. Because the internal, we've been created for this very purpose. We've just forgotten that we have the power to do this. We have the ability to do this. We stand in our sovereign space. And we stand in our sovereign grace. It's very, very interesting what's coming forward right now. Well, I guess that was a pretty interesting start to this particular episode together. Standing in our sovereignty, being with our trueness, our true divine sovereignty. How beautiful. In my hands right now, I am holding what's called Ocean Jasper. It's a palm stone. It's probably 2.5 inches in diameter. So it's not a complete circle. It's more of an oval shape. And this particular Ocean Jasper palm stone feels so good in my hands. You know, crystals, and as we work with stones and the essences and the vibrations and the frequencies that they've come here to share with us. And as I hold this particular Ocean Jasper in my hand, I'm being guided to share a little bit more about it. If I were to explain kind of the colors of this stone, it really depends on how the light hits them. So right now, where I'm sitting, as the light is hitting, I see a lot of different variations of brown. I see reds. I see some that look kind of like a gray mixed in with like purple. And then I see a little bit of green. There's some yellow. And the greens that I see are kind of more towards the turquoise. And what's really interesting, as I hold this Ocean Jasper in this specific way, an angelic presence just showed themselves to me. I can see the head and the body, and I can see the beautiful wings outstretched behind. This color of this particular angel and this angel's presence that has come forward is in that turquoisey green parts of the stone. Wow, we are being surrounded with much, much, much love at this time. Thank you for being here with us. It is amazing the vibrations that we receive from working with crystals. And in this particular one, we have the beauty, we have the essence, we have the frequency of the Ocean Jasper. We also have the angelic presence that has embedded within its frequency. And we are all invited to breathe this in. To breathe this in. And as I did that, as I took that breath in, I smell sage, or like the burning of, I believe it's sage. I'm just seeing it like, is it more of Palo Santo? But it feels like it's sage to me. Yeah, it smells sage. And so I'm actually smelling a very cleansing smell that has come forward with this angel and the Ocean Jasper stone. What a magnificent, magnificent stone. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us all. If we were to look a little bit into Ocean Jasper, I invite you to look and see what you can find in educating yourself about this stone. Just to hold a little bit of meaning or information about it, this stone is a very comforting stone. It's a stone of empowerment that nurtures our soul. It brings such soothing energy to our minds, our bodies, our spirits. And Ocean Jasper holds the energy of water, thus its name, right? And it helps open our hearts. It helps us call in that love, that kindness, that compassion, that happiness into our life. And there's so much more. So you can look this up and find out what kind of speaks to you or feels right to you. But when I connect with this particular stone that I have in my hand, I'm very much connected to the Earth's vibration. I'm very much connected and brought forward to planet Earth, the Earth in which we reside, in which we live on, and how this particular stone brings us into the depths, the deep, deep, kind of like if we were to travel way down into Mother Gaia, travel down and move through the earth and go past the streams and all the inner earth areas and all of that. But if we keep going down and down and down, we become more anchored within Mother Earth's womb, and to be able to connect right to her womb and go back to almost like the essence of birth, of rebirthing, of coming forward into something new, something expanded, something that is needed, something that is necessary. It's time, I keep hearing. And as I connect with this stone, and as I connect with this beautiful air, interesting, Ariel I'm getting. So Angel Ariel is the name that I'm receiving. And as she guides us, she brings us down, and down in such a safe and nurtured way to be able to connect with the essence of the earth. There's a beautiful white dove that's joining us as well. And this dove has what looks like greenery, almost like wearing like a crown of greenery with some berries on it. Very, very beautiful. As doves' wings flap to and fro, the frequency of the wings flapping is just so gentle, but very powerful in the frequency that she is bringing to us as well. So we have Angel Ariel with us. We have the womb of Mother Gaia, Earth, with us. And we have this beautiful, beautiful angel of hope, I'm hearing, with us, wearing her wonderful crown of greenery with the beautiful red berries. And we are invited to anchor in to the earth because the earth's vibrations are changing, I'm hearing. And I think we know that, don't we? There's been so much that's been happening in our world. We don't need to get into that because we already know that. But what we're invited to do is to breathe into the depths of Mother Gaia, of Earth's womb. Come back to that place of rebirthing. Connect with Dove and the frequency that her beautiful wings are sharing with us as she flaps them and she flies and soars around us. We are connecting with this essence of the rainbow frequencies. How interesting is this? So we are being guided to go within. We are being guided to go within, and should we choose to anchor our beautiful essence deep, 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 deep down into Mother Gaia's womb, because that's where the rebirth or the birthing of this newness, this new energy is going to originate from. That's the starting point, taking us back to that treasure map, that treasure chest map that we were shown just a few minutes ago, and connecting right at the womb of Mother Earth so that we may start following the steps of that map and going in the different directions of our choosing, going in the different directions of our choice to get to where our specific treasure chest resides. And to start at the womb and to start at a place of rebirth, of starting out fresh, whole, complete, as we always were, but in a newness of awareness. Because as Dove comes forward and as Angel Ariel comes forward and brings forward the essence along with the beautiful, beautiful vibration of this ocean jasper, we follow the steps that we wish to take using our very own treasure map. And we have an opportunity to connect to the vibration that's coming forward through ocean jasper, through Angel Ariel, through this beautiful dove with a green crown, the greenery crown with the red berries. And through the womb of Mother Earth, we connect to the rainbow frequencies. The rainbow frequencies, I'm being told, are a new set of energies that are coming forward to planet Earth. I'm hearing that rainbow frequencies or rainbow vibrations are something that has been called this name before. So you may have heard rainbow energy or rainbow frequencies or something like that. But I'm hearing that these particular frequencies are different. They are new. So they are rainbow frequencies, but they also are new to our vibration, to Earth's vibration, and it's an invitation to begin to work with them. These frequencies come with all the colors of the rainbow, I'm being told. These frequencies are of the rainbow, and they are of hope. They're of compassion. They're of desire. And they are of light, the light of love. And that light of love where trueness of love resides. They're very high vibrational, and they are coming from a place of peace. And that's why Dove has come forward, because we've come to know Dove as a representation of peace, harmony. Wow, this is amazing. Angel Ariel brings forward a bowl of beautiful water. This bowl looks like it's made of metal. So I don't know if it's copper or some sort of metal, but there is this beautiful metal bowl, and it's etched and it's carved and it's just very, very exquisite. And she brings forward this beautiful metal bowl, and inside is this magnificent water. This water, the color is just vibrant. And the color of the water brings forward the various hues of blue, but out of the blue comes the different colors of the rainbow. And we are invited to place our energetic hands into this bowl of water. So Angel Ariel is showing me this collective bowl of water, right? So it's a collective bowl of water. And that if you wish to have your very own bowl to put your hands into, should you wish, you can. It's our choice, I'm being heard. And I think that's where my earth brain's starting to get in the way. It's kind of like, well, what if people don't want to put their hands into the collective bowl of water, right? So I'm just asking my earth brain to kind of move to the side, because it's, thank you for being here. I promise I'll come get you when I'm done, but right now, it is my choice and my desire to work with these frequencies and these energies that are coming forward so that I may be able to share in what will be in the highest and the best. Earth Brain, thank you. I love you. And I promise I will come and get you as soon as I am done. I want to jump in here really quickly to say from my heart to yours, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this movement and awakening with animals. If I can be of support to you in any way, please do reach out. Maybe you have a question that you're looking for guidance on when it comes to working with animals. Perhaps you're looking for support in learning how to talk with animals yourself. Or maybe you're wanting to set up a communication session with the animals in your life. And did you know that I also offer a free online healing from loss program? It includes a copy of my book, The Power of Pets, 7 Effective Tools to Heal from Pet Loss. I have lots of resources to share, and if I can be of help, it is always my heart's intention to do so. Simply reach out to me by going to thegalspeaks.com and send me a message from my personalized contact form there. I look forward to hearing from you. All right, so getting back to this beautiful bowl of water, the hues of blue are there. Angel Ariel presents this collective bowl of water to anyone who wishes to place their hands inside. And as you place your hands inside, should you choose, may you feel, experience, see, hear, or simply know that the frequencies of the colors of the rainbows are coming up from the water, soothing your hands, soothing this space that you are in, and bringing forward the birthing and creation of our new earth. Our new earth. The vibration in which those of us who are ready to step into is available to each and every one of us. There is a beautiful sphere that surrounds us. It is made of purest white light. It is made of selenite. It is connected to the high angelic vibrations. And it is in direct correlation with the highest love and the highest light. So by being a part of this energy, should you choose to be, you are invited to bring that into the core of your rebirth. You're creating your steps forward on your treasure map in this newest vibration here on planet Earth. This vibration, being called the rainbow frequencies, are here for you if you wish to embrace them. I'm hearing that some of you will be ready to jump right in. I'm also hearing that some of you might not be sure. And I'm being guided to speak from my heart at this time. And for this, I need to bring my earth brain back in. So earth brain, please come back in. Thank you. From my heart, I connect to a space where I currently have been moving through in my life journey. And I feel like there's been a lot of uncertainty that I've been going through. There's been a lot of healing, emotional healing, trauma healing, childhood healing, all of those bits and pieces, right, of our life experience. And so speaking from my heart, I really feel that working with these frequencies and Angel Ariel, the Ocean Jasper, working with beautiful Dove and connecting with the rainbow frequencies, for me, the reason why I choose to embrace it is because I'm ready. I'm ready for the next phase. I'm ready for the next step. What I was doing with all the trauma and the inner parts of life that I had buried deep down, they weren't serving me any longer. And they were looking for a way to be released and to be released with love, right? And to be able to move into the next phase of my life purpose, of why I'm here. And so I share this with you from my heart because it's completely up to you should you wish to embrace these beautiful new frequencies for the new earth. The new earth that is here and that is awaiting the vibrations to match. And as the rainbow frequencies are coming forward, I feel them come forward into my heart. I choose to put my hands in this beautiful water that Angel Ariel is offering. And I choose to put them in and allow the water to envelop my whole body. It's like our bodies are made up of like 80-85% water. And so it just feels so good to have my hands in, you know, energetically experiencing the rainbow frequencies that this water provides. And I feel like it's going through my body. I feel like it's moving through all those spaces and creeks and crevices and all those places that have been hidden for so long that they haven't been able to be heard, that they haven't been able to have a voice, and that they're being cleansed by these rainbow frequencies that are in the water. And how the water is so healing and nurturing. And how I feel like it's kind of like when we go on an IV drip, right? Sometimes we become so dehydrated that when we get that intravenous hydration, our bodies then can begin to start repairing and healing and doing all those things. And I feel like that's what the water is doing for me. I'm not on an IV. I'm not on a drip. But because my hands are being placed in this water, the vibrations of the cleansing of the water and the beautiful colors from the rainbow are going into every part of my physical body, but also the energetic aspects of my outer bodies as well. So we've got the mental body, the emotional body, the etheric body. We have all of those around our auric field as well. And that those are also being just drinking in this beautiful sacred water.
And it feels like my body, physical and energetic bodies, are being given a newness. We've been talking about rebirth and birthing something new. And I really feel like this, wow, it's just so cleansing. And it's so clearing. And I get emotional right now because I am so grateful. I've been waiting for this for such a long time. And I am so, so grateful. Because I finally have become vulnerable enough to do this and to let it go right here on this recording that is here forever. So if anybody listens to this episode, you have now heard me at a very, very vulnerable state. And I share this vulnerable state outwards with the intention to let you know that it's okay to be vulnerable. Because sometimes we need to get to that space in order to release what no longer serves. I keep feeling like there is something more that I am here to do. I keep feeling like there's a deeper purpose, a deeper meaning. And I feel like I've been given a gift to be able to give the life that I've had so far a chance to rest. It's been working so hard for me, right? Those parts and pieces from trauma and different experiences and emotions and all that kind of stuff, right? That became trapped within my physical body, within my energetic bodies as well. And as I receive these rainbow frequencies, I'm rebirthing. I'm rebirthing into the next phase of my journey. You know, I came into this world as Mary Beth Haynes. And when I think of that name and when I feel the vibration of that name, it's changing. This vibration is changing. The name Mary Beth Haynes is changing. And I don't know what that looks like yet, but I can feel that it's changing for me. And I'm not saying this to say, well, your name's changing or this or that. I'm just simply sharing from my heart. I was given the invitation from Dove, from Angel Ariel, from Collective Animal Energy and Animal Spirit, and from Ocean Jasper. And I was given this chance, like they were like, talk from your heart, talk from your heart. And so that's why I invited my earth brain to come back in and start talking from my heart. And I just had this huge release. If you're listening to this right now, thank you for just being a safe space for me to be able to release this. Because I always say, you know, my name is Mary Beth Haynes and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and, you know, I share all these things forward, but I'm also going through things too, right? And so I just want to thank you for this safe space and being able to just be real. And you know, part of my human brain says, well, maybe you shouldn't publish this. You just kind of let yourself out there. You cried. You became very, very vulnerable. Do you want other people hearing that? That's what my earth brain is asking. And then I connect in with my heart, and my heart says, being authentically you is what will lead you to the answer of whether you publish this or not. And if I want to be authentically me, if I want to have the authenticity of who I am and why I've come here in this lifetime, why I'm here at this very moment sharing this information with you. Then yes, I will continue to publish this because I would like to be authentic. And this has come forward in an authentic way. So why would I want to change that? So my head may say one thing, but my heart saying something different. So dear beautiful and wonderful friends, thank you for listening to this. Thank you for giving me this space to be able to share forward a rebirth of where I'm going in this lifetime here on planet Earth. So I'm hearing the energies come forward again. So I'm just going to shift vibration here so that I can connect out of my earth brain. Excuse my sniffs. I'm going to take a drink of water. Water is wonderful to help us shift vibrations as well, because it goes into our cells and it changes the frequency. Okay, so as I connect back in, I'm being brought forward to the beautiful rainbow frequencies once again. A message is coming, and as I breathe, I continue bringing this forward. Dove has come forward with her beautiful greenery crown and the beautiful red berries. And as she kind of swoops in very gently and very gracefully and graciously, she lands on the shoulder of Angel Ariel. As Angel Ariel stands there with Dove on her shoulder, and as Angel Ariel holds this beautiful metal bowl full of the pure divine water that carries the frequencies of the rainbow, and as we all have the invitation to place our hands in this water to receive the healing frequencies, I'm hearing Dove coming forward with words that are on behalf of Ocean Jasper, that are on behalf of Angel Ariel, on behalf of the rainbow frequencies, and on behalf of Dove, and the symbolic meaning of peace and harmony. As Dove, we come forward to you. We come forward in the symbolic gesture of what peace and harmony is all about. The earth's existence is changing. The frequencies and the vibrations are changing. There is many places in which the earth and all its inhabitants have choices in which to go in their life journeys. And we invite you with the color white, because white represents purity. And as a white dove, we bring forward a crown of greenery for you. This crown of greenery contains the red berries, because the red berries are nourishment for your soul. The crown of greenery connects you to the vibration of what Earth is and what Earth has come here to be. And as you are having an opportunity to rebirth into something new, so is planet Earth. And in order for this rebirth to happen, we bring forward these new frequencies of the colors of the rainbow. And as they come forward, identifying themselves as the rainbow frequencies, we bring forward the dimensions that they also embrace. The dimensions that they embrace that are of pureness. When we look at the word harmony, we share the vibration of unity. Harmony is a word that means peace. It brings forward the unity of everything, everyone, every being becoming one. All becoming one in a new vibration that is so very much needed at this time of your experience on planet Earth. And we gift to you your very own crown of greenery with the beautiful, delicious, nourishing red berries to nourish your soul, to nourish your heart space, and to nourish the harmony that you have access to should you wish to receive. And as we gift to you your very own crown, we invite you to wear it always. If you find that you are needing some additional guidance and are looking for direction, we invite you to look within and ask yourself, am I still wearing this crown? Am I wearing my crown of authenticity? Am I embracing the nourishing berries that come with it? We are also here to invite you to work with the rainbow frequencies and to share in with them the vibration of love, unity, and harmony. And as Angel Ariel is here offering this beautiful healing water to you, should you choose to receive, may you embrace this with the intention of the purest and highest love, with the intention of the purest and highest light. We are your friends. We come in the form of dove, and we are here to tell you, we see you, we hear you, we feel you, we know you. The earth is at a new vibration. The time is now, should you choose. The rainbow frequencies are here to present themselves to you. We are dove. We bring peace. We bring harmony. We bring unity to you all. Thank you, dove. As the vibration of Angel Ariel, the beautiful water, the rainbow frequencies, and with our wonderful friend the dove, along with the ocean jasper, I would like to say thank you for this time together, this magnificent opportunity to rebirth into what's next for each and every one of us. It's an exciting time to be alive, my friends. It's an exciting time to be alive. As we close out our time together, I'm just asking if there's anything else that wishes to be shared. And I just keep hearing that we will know, each and every one of us, we will know if we're ready for this, if we wish to embrace this fully, if we are willing to wear our beautiful crown of greenery with the red berries for nourishment, and to work with the beautiful waters that carry forward these rainbow frequencies. I'm also being told that there's more coming about the rainbow frequencies, which is kind of cool. I'm really interested in learning more about that. And it's so interesting because as soon as that came through, I have a stone that I just acquired the other day, and it's Septarian. And there, it's sitting on my windowsill because it is. I've put it in the sunlight and the moonlight to cleanse and clear. And there's this beautiful rainbow colors. There's red, yellow, blue, and green on this from something that I have hanging in my window. Like I have a little prism hanging there. So as the sun is coming through the window and through the beautiful prism, it's actually placing it on the Septarian. And it's so interesting how it's like totally in my face right now, sharing this forward for you as well. My dear and wonderful friends, we are at a pivotal time on planet Earth. And we all have a choice to make. And the choice that we have to choose is where we go from here. What is going to happen next? For me, I really feel like there is a huge rebirth that is happening within my being, my physical being, my energetic self. And I also feel like the soul that inhabits this body is also moving through an opportunity as I rebirth, is moving through that opportunity to become what this soul has come here to be in this body as Mary Beth Haynes. And I'm quite curious as to where this is going and what this will look like. And because I don't know at this time, I trust. I trust. And so I invite you to ask yourself, is there a part of you that's rebirthing? Are you birthing something new with your life and moving to the next phase? Because we've been told that Earth's vibration is shifting. and that a new vibration is here. And I think we have a choice whether we want to embrace this new vibration or not. And you'll know if this is something you want to work with or not. And it's okay to have feelings of uncertainty or not sure. And I keep being brought back to that, you know, we always often look without, like we always look around us externally to find answers to things, and that there are answers out there externally. And also to remember that the answers are also internally within us too. And I think that's part of this trust piece, trusting in knowing that we are on the right path, the path of our treasure map, right? And as we walk along the path, we don't have to be alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are being guided. You are being held in a space of love. And that beautiful selenite light, that pure liquid love, is there for you as well. Part of me is like, wow, what the heck just happened during our time together right now? What the heck just happened? I'm grateful for this. I am grateful for you. I am grateful for the beautiful, benevolent energies that have joined us today. And with animal energy and animal spirit, and how they've come forward in the form of dove, I am eternally grateful for Angel Ariel, the beautiful healing waters, and the rainbow frequencies. Man, am I ever excited to learn more about them. And beautiful Jasper, Ocean Jasper Stone. I've held you in my hand this whole time, and your vibration is even more strong. And I thank you for that. And as we end our time together at this time, my warmest love to each and every one of you. I share this message, and I share all of the vibration that our time together today has brought forward with the intention of the purest and highest love and the purest and the highest light. Let's see what happens next as we continue our journeys on that beautiful map that we have been given, and the beautiful crown of greenery with the red berries of nourishment that we've been given, and the wonderful water to nourish our bodies, both physical and energetic, with the rainbow frequencies. Until next time, this is not goodbye. This is, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for what's next. So I shall say, to be continued. Much love.